Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel or social media, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you are listening to me on my Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Today, I wanted to share with you something that I have personally been working on, and that is creating a change. Habit changes. Habit changes are always constant in our lives. We're trying to lose not so good habits and add good habits into our lifestyle. So what I've been trying to do is try new things, because when we do the same thing day in and day out, we will get these same results, right? So if we're trying to find a change in our life, feel a change, whether it is weight loss or letting go of weight, I would say more positive way, maybe a career change or just a change in your day, your schedule, your routine, whatever it is that you're trying to do, how do you create a change if you're doing the same thing over and over again, day in and day out, and expect to see a change when you're doing the same thing? So a couple of things kind of triggered me to share this with you today, this topic, because it actually kind of made me make a change personally, for my personal health and wellness. One of my yoga teachers, I follow a couple of yoga teachers. She did an amazing sequence in our Vinyasa Flow class. And at the end of the class, one of the students said, "Hey, I really love it when you change it up like that and introduce new poses, or maybe mixing up two poses that we've never moved from a flow from one pose to the other. I really liked that. It felt different in my body." And my yoga teacher said, "Well, we need to change it up like this every once in a while, because if we don't do something different, we won't get a different result." And that's true. And it just clicked in my head, because I was like, that's true. We're always trying to create a change in our life, but we kind of go back to the default mode, our regular schedule. And that's okay. We need to have a regular schedule, but sometimes it's okay to mix it up just a little bit. So this week, I wanted to share with you something that kind of resonated with me as well. I want to make a change, but sometimes I don't know if what I'm trying to do is what I like. Will I like what I'm doing? That's the thing. So for example, when you want to make a change, like if you want to start reading more, you know, and you want to get smart, you're not going to get smart by just reading one book. No one ever got smart by reading one book. No one ever got stronger by just doing one push-up or one bicep curl. Okay. No one ever lost a ton of weight by just changing their diet for one day. So just remember, we can't do something just once and then hope that it will happen automatically. And then what we try to do is we make some changes and we start doing stuff, and then we find that it just doesn't resonate in our personal lifestyle. Each of us have a different type of lifestyle. Each of us need something different. So one size doesn't fit all. So you're trying to make a change. Maybe, okay, for me, I was trying to make a change in my exercise routine, because as you all know, I did a 100-day challenge, which continued on my 100-day challenge, my movement, meditation, journaling. My movement was getting up and walking on the treadmill in the Udark Hundreds for 30 minutes at least every morning for my own health and wellness. It wasn't really for weight loss. It was so that my hips can feel good, my knees, my back, I'm not stuck and tight. So that became a habit. But I'm doing the same thing every day, the same pace, the same treadmill, 30 minutes. So if I do the same thing all the time, my body is going to get used to it. So if I want to see a change, I'm going to have to do something a little different. So what we need to do is we need to find something that we would like to do, maybe. So today I changed up my morning walk routine on the treadmill. I started to do a run, not a jog, but a run, just for about a minute, just switching it up throughout my walk, just switching it up, just trying to make my body feel a change. It was kind of like a HIIT exercise for me. I chose to do that. I don't identify myself as a runner or a jogger because I don't really like to do that. So here we go. I don't like to do it. So why did I do it? Well, I th said, let me just try, see if I like it. So the point is trying something new, just trying it and not having to put in your mind that I have to stick with it forever. When you keep trying something new, you're going to find what you like. And that's the changes that you can make. So picking one thing different to do a week, that's a small, tiny step. And I've talked about making tiny changes, right? A small, tiny step, trying to do one thing different a week, one thing different a week. And then if you liked what you did that week, you can do it again the next week. And before you know it, that might be your new identity. For example, I chose to run for a minute at a time as a HIIT exercise on the treadmill. I may change from identifying myself as a walker to a jogger or runner. I already told you guys that I didn't like it, so maybe I'll try something else next time. Another thing that I'm going to try is I'm going to go to my local gym where I teach. I teach at St. James Performance Club in Reston Town Center, and they offer amazing classes over there. So I'm going to try once a week to try a different class, move out of my comfort zone, and try a different class once a week. And when I keep going into these different classes, I may find something that I like. And if I like it, I'll stick with it. And then I will eventually identify myself as that type of person. I am a person that likes to do HIIT training or kickboxing, or, well, you all know that I like to do yoga. I am a yogi. So, but identifying myself with something that I like to do, making the change. And then when you start to create a new thing in your life, after you just try one thing a week, that's it. Easy, easy, small step. You might like it, or you might cross it off and say, next, I'm going to try something else. And again, when you make one small change, you are going to see a difference. You see a tiny change. Yes, if you go into a HIIT class and you've never done a HIIT class, you might be really sore the next day. That's the change. Your body was like, whoa, what did you do to me? So it's not just about exercise. I'm just kind of talking about it around exercise, but you can do it with food. Change. Try something different for lunch because maybe some of you guys eat the same thing every day for breakfast and lunch, and then you change it up for dinner. But maybe change your diet for lunch or breakfast one day, and of course make healthy choices. Try something new and see how it feels in your body. When we try something new, when we do something different, that's when we're going to make a change. So just remember, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change that you want to see in yourself. Be the change you want to see in the world is the famous quote by Mahatma Gandhi, my favorite quote. Be the change that you want to see in yourself. Make a change today and see how it feels tomorrow. See how it feels next week by taking that one tiny step. Make one change, one tiny, tiny change a week. Nothing big, something that's manageable in your lifestyle. When you can find something that works in your lifestyle, because again, one doesn't fit all. Each of us have different styles of life. Each of us have different schedules and responsibilities. When you find something that works into your lifestyle and you find that you like it, it's going to become part of you. And that is going to be your new identity. That's how you make a change, by just trying, moving a little bit past your comfort zone, trying it and making it work. That's all I have for you guys this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. This weekend is Mother's Day weekend. For those of you who are mothers, aunts, caregivers, whatever you are, happy Mother's Day to all of you. If any of you would like to learn more and be coached, I would love to be your coach. You can do a free discovery call. The link is in my notes below in the podcast and in the YouTube channel. And if you're watching me on social media, message me. I would love to connect with you, do a free 15-minute discovery call, see if I'm the right person for you. No obligation. Just have a chat and see if you would like to make changes and you would give me permission and allow me to be your accountability partner, your passenger, and you're the driver. You're driving your own lifestyle. I'm here to guide you. I'm your guide on your side. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.